Hello, this is Mistress Leslie from EroticDeepTrance.com. And I'm going to take you to a very special place. You will go deep into trance during this session. And you will also be delightfully programmed. So while you're here, I'm going to bring you to a very amazing place, Sheetopia. The effects are real and long-lasting, and the spirit of this wonderland can become your daily reality. You can stay as long as you like. And you can come back often.
Dropping down, down,
so be sure you're ready for that. As repeat listening will transform you mentally.
And
as a result, it will transform your entire existence. A shift in your attitude garners a full shift in your own reality. You will find yourself
to relax.
Forever living in Sheetopia. No matter where your body lives, your spirit and mind will remain here. So, before I bring you to that special place, I want you to make sure you're ready and set for deep trance and transformation. Make sure you have enough time to be alone with just me in your ears, inhabiting your body and your mind. And remember, listening on headphones is always best. Find a place to be comfortable and quiet. Turn off your lights if you can, if you're able. Have a private space. Make sure we're not disturbed. Find a bed to lie in, or a couch, or a chair to recline on. Whatever it is, make sure it's comfortable for your body.
You're just drifting.
Loose clothing, or none at all, is optimal. And when you listen in this way, you might just find yourself slipping down, down, down already.
To relax.
The truth is that
relax.
I know just how to say things to you so that your mind drifts down for me. And I know trance-inducing language.
So sleepy.
And just my voice and timing will cause you to start dropping into trance. It's okay to close your eyes now.
It's so beautiful.
If they're getting heavy, heavy, and sleepy and heavy. In fact, they're getting heavy as I speak. So go ahead and close them and keep them shut. Take a nice deep breath in. And when you're ready, release it. And release all the tension you may have been feeling today. It's just time to listen. As you listen, each word I say will cause you to drop deeper and deeper and feel sleepy. Yes, so very sleepy. Now, for the good stuff. Here we go to that special, perfect place.
It feels so good.
Welcome to Sheetopia. It's the perfect utopia. It's a beautiful place, and I'm very sure you will enjoy it here. I'm here to give you a tour, to invite you to stay. Your little visit here can turn into a lifetime.
And down.
if you're one of the very lucky chosen community members. What kind of community is this, you might ask? Well, it's the perfect place where women hold the power. The goddess matriarch in every woman. She rules here in Chitopia. And you see men follow the women here. She is law, she is goddess. She is to be worshipped, obeyed, adored. Such a lovely place. The longer you are here, the more you will understand why this works so well. And how you might just find yourself fitting in, knowing your place. The men that are here now know how to serve and obey women, how to cherish us, how to love us. And I know it's relaxing to listen to me, and this place is relaxing. This place is more than that. It will give you purpose and training. It will give you a new way of thinking of her needs. A place that will help you, as I said, learn your place, your station. The training begins as you relax and also just submit to give yourself. It feels so natural to submit. Look around as you enter the front gate. It's a big white gate.
Clean her shoes
as you walk through. You need to follow me now to listen. I'm going to speed this along by letting you know that the drink I gave you before the tour began had a nice little sedative, but also one that makes you listen carefully. It's a special drug. Down, down, down. You feel yourself drift down. So very sleepy already. Oh, that sedative I put in your drink is making you feel so relaxed and fuzzy. Your mind now so very fuzzy. So very receptive to every word I'm saying. Good boy, so sleepy,
fuzzy,
so very agreeable, compliant, pliant, submissive, as if you would rather listen to my voice now more than anything else. Hearing my lovely voice in your head as you sink down. Down, down, each moment you listen, the deeper you go. Each moment that you listen, the more relaxed you feel. And so very submissive. And how you keep following me is up to you. Come on. That's a good boy. Follow my voice.
Anymore.
Follow me.
Sleepy now.
Anytime your mind wanders,
so sleepy.
You just come right back to my voice.
Down and down.
Think of me as your tour guide in Utopia. This Utopia, Chitopia, it's so amazing. It's the right place for you. Now let's take the path here. Every step you take, you feel more and more relaxed. Each moment I speak, you fall deeper and deeper into that fuzzy, sleepy state, so relaxed. And now, notice how pretty everything is as you follow behind me. And yes, you notice me, my beautiful, lightly tanned legs and very high heels walking in front of you. And my curves poured into that dress. Oh, so sexy. Sleepy, sleepy. Again, you look along the path. Beautiful manicured grass and flowers everywhere. Purples and pinks and reds. So pretty and so beautiful. And there's trees lining the pathway. On the grounds and the grass, beautiful, big, beautiful trees. You notice now all the men happily taking care of the grounds, cutting the grass, shaping the bushes and the shrubs, watering the beautiful flowers. They look so happy, don't they? So determined to keep everything in a total state of beauty and order. And you notice, as I pass, those worker males, well, they bow their heads, they smile sweetly, they're very happy, but their eyes are cast down, looking down. They stop their work completely to do this as I walk by. Interesting, like a queen is passing in her queendom, and all her subjects bow down as I pass. They go back to work then, and everything seems perfection here, because it is. But all this walking and noticing is making you more and more relaxed. Each step you take, more and more relaxed. And you're getting sleepy. So sleepy. Yeah, such a sleepy, you know? Sleepy boy for me.
So sleepy.
Like taking care of her.
And the sound of my voice is making you so sleepy. You feel like you might just slip down completely.
So beautiful.
But we're not done with your tour at all. In fact, it feels we're almost at the start. It's okay to just let go and listen. I'm guiding you down and down and down the path. Good boy. Now, as we reach the end of the path, which leads to a set of steps, 10 steps that lead down into a beautiful yard or garden with a little building in the center of it. I want you to notice all the things going on right now besides just my soothing voice, relaxing voice. But notice still the intoxicating flowers. The bright colors wash over you, through you, pinks and purples and reds, the green grass, the amazing blue sky, white puffy clouds, and the steps going down, 10, the railing beside it. I want you to hold on and understand that each step you go down, the drug I gave you will have a greater effect on your mind and body. You will feel more relaxed each step going down, and you will feel more and more submissive each step. Each step. That's right. It's okay to yawn if you're sleepy. Oh, it's okay to go to sleep, my sleepy boy. You notice before you begin stepping down more men in the lawn below, one cleaning the windows of the building below, another coming out of the building. He looks happy, very happy, but very out of it. He looks how you feel, rather happy and silly and sleepy to be here. Maybe he's enjoying himself here.
Like taking care of
maybe there is a place to rest inside. I bet you'd like to rest. You'd probably like to sit or lay down. Inside,
it feels so good.
That building.
To cook.
And then you see a woman leave the building. Women. More than one, they look so striking, strong and beautiful and powerful. The guy that was outside quickly stands to the side and lets them pass. The other guys near the building all stop and bow their heads. It's good to see, as the groundkeepers have done before, their heads are down, a sweet smile on their face as the women pass. And then a very curious sight. A man runs from the building carrying a bunch of purses. This seems kind of funny, as he has a bunch and seems to be following the women who just left, because he is. But he's a few steps behind and trying to keep up the pace while he carries them. He's on a wordless mission. This is how you felt going shopping with the woman in your life in the past. Probably, maybe, but 10 times magnified. You scrambling to hold a bunch of purses or bags and keep up. And there is an odd smile on those men's faces. All of them. The women and the men. It's as if they know something special, or they're part of something special. They seem so happy in this beautiful, perfect place. And you just drift down, 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 down. When you hit the 10th step, you will be totally relaxed as never before, and totally submissive, and oh so obedient. One, take the first step going down and feel instantly more relaxed and automatically submissive.
It feels so good.
Two, stepping down on the second step, and you feel your head getting heavy and fuzzy, dropping down, down, down. Three, so very submissive for me. Sleepy. Such a sleepy, sleepy good boy. For the further down you go, the steps, the more you want to keep going, the fuzzier your mind gets. So obedient. Five, halfway down the stairs, you want to submit and obey more and more. Sleepy. So, so sleepy. And six, down and down you go. The further down the stairs you go, the more and more obedient you become. Seven, so pleasantly sleepy. Your mind so fuzzy and blank. Intoxicated. Eight, giving yourself over completely to the feeling of obedience and submissiveness. It feels so very, very good to give up control. Oh, yeah, so sleepy. And nine, So very sleepy, ready
to sleepy now.
Truly be a submissive vessel. Down and down and down.
She is yours.
And now the very last step, 10.
Love Anna.
10. Totally and completely relaxed and obedient. The perfect little obedient male creature. Such a good sleepy boy for Mistress Leslie. I'm there with you at the bottom. I take your arm and I help you to the building door. I ring the bell and we're greeted at the door by another beautiful, strong woman. She smiles at me knowingly. She says, "Is this our newest recruit?" Well, yes, he's our newest recruit. It's like a joke we both share. But you'll get it soon enough, Ben. The next moment, you become aware of it laying on a comfortable table. That is,
taking care of her needs.
Laying on your back. It's a kind of chair, table sort of thing.
Her desire.
You can't quite describe it, but you know what it feels like.
Get
and you're very gently strapped down.
So good, so sleepy.
It's a room and it seems kind of clinical. Nothing but you and the reclining chair, table. And you notice a wire hooked up to your head. Little wires just taped down gently. You feel calm. It's okay. Everything is okay. Your head is so very happy now. That's right. You're happy and sleepy. Very, very, very sleepy. You notice different things now. Maybe that's music playing. You're not sure, really, because you just hear my voice. And you feel, you hear, a light hum in the background and noises, a voice. You are getting sleepier and sleepier. So sleepy. And it feels so good. So sleepy now. That's right. As you drop down and down and down, and you notice me there smiling down at you wickedly. It's time for your transformation here in Cheetopia. We women rule everything, and you men are here to serve us, to meet our needs. We find this makes you very happy. It gives you purpose. We find there this kind of focus, this life of pleasing women is in the end filled with joy and purpose for you. So we have this method that we're going to use on you today while you're in trance, very deep trainings. There is no worries. This is painless. You will feel so good, so happy during this process, during this training. And even if we deem you not up to snuff for our community, because we only take the best, we will release you back into yours with a new attitude. That's right. Either way, you will be trained from this day forward, going forward, to be of service to the women in your life, in your world. You will learn your place and you will gain great satisfaction and pleasure from bringing women pleasure.
It feels so good.
It's really a new outlook on life. Good boy. No worries. One way or the other, you can come back to this training over and over again until it's second nature for you. Until you become a perfect submissive male to all women, and especially the woman or significant other in your life, your world,
and brain.
A better man, a better person. I've given you another injection. You will fall deeply into a state of relaxation. And your mind will take you into the next level of training. And I'm going to count back from 10 to 1. And you will be out cold. Well, in so far as you can listen, but you can't move. Unable to do anything at all but listen. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's right. Yes, you're out of it. Very sleepy. I check and I open your eyes with my fingers, prying them open, and your eyes are rolled back in your head. So sleepy. That's right. Good boy. You're ready to take in everything I say now. Every word works its way into your subconscious mind. The perfect place where women hold all the power. The goddess matriarch in every woman. She rules here in Chitopia. And you see the men follow the women here. She is law. She is goddess. She is to be worshipped, obeyed, adored. Such a lovely place. It feels so good to serve women. So you do. It's natural for you now. You derive your pleasure from pleasing and serving women. From submitting. It feels so good to submit to women. All women, or the women in your life, for sure. Perhaps she's your wife, your significant other, your employer. The only thing that does matter is that you must please that woman. She is above you. You belong to her now. You will serve and please her at all costs. And it feels so good to please her.
So fuzzy and sleepy.
Now, things you will need to remember are things that make you more appealing to her. You will remember to do things more and more each day. You will practice your new position. Each moment you're with a woman or women, you will long to please her, even when she's out of sight. In fact, your days, hours, and minutes are all now centered around making her happy, pleasing her, and obeying her. You will lower your eyes and your head when she passes. You will keep your head down always in her presence, slightly bowed. You may only look into her eyes when she allows this. Eyes down, head down. Good boy. Now, you will learn your place. You will walk behind her a few steps at all times. Behind her as she leads. Never ahead as she leads. For she always knows where she wants to go. It is now your task and mission to follow. Everything you do in your day is now about following her.
My voice is making
giving to her, giving in to her, obeying her. It's nice for good boys to carry her purse. Her purse, that's right. Walking behind her, holding her purse and her bag. And she controls her purse and all the money. She decides everything. You are there to please and serve her only. Her pleasure comes first always. And her pleasure brings you pleasure. You are now in charge of all menial tasks, all domestic duties. That means cooking and cleaning, all the driving, all the fetching, all the work that seems mundane. You work so she can relax and be pampered. It feels so good to pamper her. You live to pamper and please her. You must please her. It is your pleasure to bring her pleasure. Good boys who are very lucky may get to sexually please her. It feels so good to get to worship her body. And you love to worship her sweet pussy. That's right. You love nothing more than when she lays back and guides your face and head between her thighs, taking her pleasure for as long as she wishes. This is now your ultimate pleasure, to please her in all ways. It makes you feel good to give to her, to pamper her, to bring her gifts, to wait on her, to make her happy, to care about everything she wants. And it brings you such pleasure. Three steps behind her, you walk three steps. Behind her, always three steps behind her. Her legs wrapped around your face, wrapped around holding you there. Listening to her moans of pleasure make you so aroused. Oh, that's all right, so aroused. It's the perfect place, Chitopia, where every woman is goddess and every man has the job of making her feel like a deity. She was born to be.
It feels so good.
Your training really has just begun.
To cook her meal.
It feels so good. I know you feel so much excitement now. You'll awake soon. I will take you back to where you live, outside the gate of Chitopia. But from here on out, you will be desperate to serve her as she is queen and goddess. And you are her obedient servant. And it feels so arousing and joyful to serve her. You will come back again and again and again to Chitopia. And to the lessons you have learned here. With the greatest level of submission. My good back. Coming back in three. One stretching out. Coming back. Two eyes opening. More awareness. And three. All the way back. Awake and rejuvenated. Ready to serve her. My good boy.
She is your goddess.
Feels so good.
Love and adore her.